It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Two radio legends announced their broadcast ends this week. New York City area legend Vin Scalza announced his retirement March 28th. Scalza was a free-form FM radio pioneer since 1967, lately hosting Idiot's Delight on WFUV in New York City. Scalza began at WFMU in November 1967 and worked at WBAI, WABC-FM, WLIR-FM, WNEW-FM, WXRK-FM, and moved to WFUV in 2001. He also hosted a show on Sirius XM's The Loft satellite channel. Quote, "The kind of programming autonomy I've enjoyed on both commercial and public radio over all these years is unique," unquote, Scalza said in a statement. Quote, "I'm grateful to all the stations I've worked on for the privilege of being allowed to wander through the airwaves wherever my interest has taken me. I am grateful to my listeners for their support and their indulgence as we shared this journey together," unquote. Ben Cesario in the New York Times wrote that, quote, "Mr. Scalza had his playlist meander in sometimes whimsical fashion, mixing underground rock, folksy singer-songwriters, even show tunes. Between songs, he spoke passionately and at great length about the music he loved," unquote. Scalza is mentioned in the 1981 Ramones song, "It's Not My Place in the 9-to-5 World." He'll host his final shows on the radio May 2nd from 8 to 10 p.m. on WFUV and April 30th on satellite radio. Also on March 28th, Deutsche Welle transmitted its final broadcast from Kigali, Rwanda relay station on 17,800 kilohertz. The SWLing blog reports, Deutsche Welle is Germany's international broadcaster. Similar to the BBC World Service, France 24, Voice of America, Radio Canada International, Radio Free Europe, and Radio France International. Lately, more and more of these services are cutting back their international broadcasts. Fortunately, a 2012 report in the Communication for Development Journal found, quote, "In 11 countries surveyed across Africa, local commercial radio grew by an average of 360% between 2000 and 2006, whereas community radio grew by a striking 1,386% on average over the same period," unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.